welcome to the show. This is Free Talk Live. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Bradley.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark. They are away at a talk radio convention in New York City. They were kind enough to ask us to come in and host. And very glad to be with you. And Brad, thanks for coming in with me tonight.
Hey, no problem. It was only a brief 3-hour drive to get here.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think we've ever done a show together, so this will be a first time.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you this evening at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up whatever's on your mind, and we do love to hear from our listeners. But in the meantime, we're going to start off talking about something, well, newsy and disturbing, I would say. Brad, you've got this article about the NDAA and how Obama is basically fighting to keep it, even though a judge has barred it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more?
One of the most threatening things to civil liberties in the United States as of recent is the National Defense Authorization Act of 2011, which in part, one of its provisions, actually Section 1021, it actually allows, it makes it optional, not mandatory, but if you're an American citizen, you can be snatched off the street by military officials and put into military custody without any access to the federal court system. It is scary. It's very scary.
Oh, but they would only use it on the bad guys, right, Brad?
Right.
You trust us, right?
Right. I mean, you know, there has one of the like basic founding principles of you know, the American justice system is due process and being able to make your argument that what the state is doing is unjust and or illegal. And effectively, this makes this particular provision of law allows the military to bypass the courts, or it allows the president of the United States to bypass the courts. So a federal judge in the District of Columbia struck down temporarily enjoined the enforcement of this provision of law.
Now, okay, I need your help translating,
sure.
Please. Since you're experienced in this whole legal system,
okay.
You're a former police officer, in case anybody doesn't know. But so what's the difference between a temporary injunction? Like, why would a judge do that versus some other action?
Well, if someone sues somebody and they're likely to prevail on the merits of their case, they can ask for an injunction, which basically keeps the status quo of a situation. So,
okay.
When people sued against the federal government and against specifically the NDAA, and they said that this is unconstitutional, the court itself said, give me an example. Tell me what it means to substantially support associated forces.
Wow, and they need an example?
Yeah, and the government...
there was very high-profile examples of this, yeah.
The government's response to that was, I'm not in a position to give specific examples. And the judge said, give me one. And again, the government said, I'm not in a position to give one specific example. So what this means is any American citizen in the United States, the government is saying that you don't need to be on notice of what you could possibly do or say that might get you black bagged and whisked off to military custody.
Why even bother having a trial anyway? I mean, it seems like it's just for show. They're going to do whatever they want. Why bother passing a law even?
Well, I mean...
it's broken down so far at this point. There's no rule of law anymore.
I think I may have a little more faith in trying to get the system to do the right thing than you may have. I mean, obviously, we come from different vantage points on this issue.
I guess. I mean, but do you think it's really faith? Like, faith is something that I think of as there's no evidence for it, right?
Well,
you just believe that something will come true.
I would like to look for the best in all people, and including President Obama. And mm-hmm. You know, it's very concerning that the president is defending this and having the Justice Department, which is supposed to defend the rights of the people in the United States, effectively... advocating to destroy the rights of the people in the United States.
Yeah. So one more question before you go back to the article. Who was it that brought this lawsuit?
The lawsuit was brought by some activists, I believe, who were concerned, Pulitzer Prize winning journalists who were concerned about things that they might say or do.
I bet they're concerned.
Imagine if you're a journalist and you want to contact the Taliban, or if you're a journalist and you want to contact Al-Qaeda. You have a constitutional right to do that.
Yeah.
And you have a right to report to the American people what you hear. And so these journalists are concerned that... they may be held indefinitely without any type of trial. And can you really blame them?
No, I'm concerned about it myself. I mean, it's easy for someone to just be labeled an enemy combatant, and then what can they do about it? They really have no recourse and no defense. It's very frightening.
Yeah. Anyway.
So this was like a civil liberties kind of group of people, I guess.
Right. Well, I'm more journalist.
How much you want to bet that they're like liberal on other issues, you know?
I want
the government to do other things.
A lot of people are liberal on issues until those issues come knocking at their front door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they come knocking at your front door with a provost marshal from the military ready to take you away.
Unfortunately, a lot of people sort of don't adopt libertarian views or liberty-oriented views until
it's too late.
They have a bad experience with the state.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This article that I've been sort of leading up to is on commondreams.org, and it's titled "The Obama Administration Doubles Down for Indefinite Detention Authority." Federal prosecutors from Obama's Department of Justice on Friday asked the judge to lift an injunction placed on specific section of a recent law that permits the indefinite military detention by the United States government and was signed by the president in December. Earlier this month, Manhattan Federal Court Judge Catherine Forrest sided with plaintiffs who filed suit as journalists and political activists against provisions in the 2011 National Defense Authorization Act, arguing portions of the law were vaguely worded and an encroachment on their right to free speech, overstepping constitutional authority. The government.
Every law is vaguely worded. So, I mean, that's an arbitrary argument itself. I mean,
well, when
can't they win this on principle? Like, hey, putting people in jail with no due process. That's wrong. I know that's not how the legal system works.
Unfortunately, no. And unfortunately, just because a law is worded a specific way or because the Constitution says something, people like to twist that and twist it in ways that benefits them and their friends.
Isn't that the point?
Well, I mean,
you could argue that.
Yeah, I read somewhere on Facebook the other day, someone posted, if government is supposed to protect us from criminals, what happens when criminals control the government?
Yeah.
And it puts you... continuing on.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. The government was unwilling or unable to state that these plaintiffs would not be subject to indefinite detention under Section 1021, Judge Forrest said in her earlier ruling. Plaintiffs are therefore at risk of detention, of losing their liberty, potentially for many years.
Everyone's at risk for losing their liberty, and we've been losing it.
True, but under normal circumstances, you have the opportunity to due process, where you can go to court, you can have a trial in front of a judge or a trial in front of a jury, and you have the right to call witnesses and present evidence in your favor. And in these cases, the military whisks you away.
Yeah.
No, you know, the government will probably give national security letters to people and your family, and they can't say anything about anything, and you're just gone.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's a gag order.
Right.
I'm talking about it. Yeah, I know. It's frightening stuff.
This is not these are not the principles that this country was originally founded on.
No.
And it's the way things have shifted so far down this path. It's just very very concerning.
Yeah. Is there anyone out there who's similar? Concerned about this? I mean, it seems like a lot of people just, it doesn't really affect me, so
I'm
just going to go along.
I don't think neither you or I would disagree that the government, if there's a legitimate person who does something wrong and does something criminal. I mean, even members of Congress make this argument too, that if someone is a terrorist, try them in court, give them rights to a jury, present the evidence, and if they're guilty, they'll be found guilty. But when the system gets changed in a way,
yeah. So if the system is so great, can it root out the guilty people who are truly guilty?
Yeah,
sure. That's a great point.
This isn't about the terrorists. This is about protecting the rights of people who are not terrorists.
Uh-huh.
Because if the state has the power to just accuse people of being
enemy combatants,
and away you go,
mm-hmm.
You know, and who's going to stand up for you when no one knows where you are?
Exactly, and we have to point out too that Obama said that he would close Guantanamo, and he didn't. Right?
Yeah.
It's been 4 years, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
He kind of stopped talking about it for a while after it was clear that he wasn't going to close it, but. He's continued a lot of the policies of the Bush administration that many people didn't like.
Nope.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-453. We'd love to hear your opinion on this. What would you do if you got whisked away to some detention center with no due process? Scary stuff. Free Talk Live, give us a call and let us know what you think. There is more coming up.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best herbal food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie here with you.
And Bradley.
We're glad that you've joined us this evening. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We love to hear from our listeners, and we encourage you to call and bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the NDAA. You know, a lot of these alphabet soup acronyms come out, and they're kind of funny sounding, but nobody really maybe understands exactly what's going on. But in this case, it's a really scary policy that allows government agents to just snatch you up and, you know, send you off to some detention center with no warning.
Well, I think that they need the president's permission to do it. I mean, he would have to designate you an enemy combatant. But, I mean, that leaves way too much power in the hands of one branch of government. You know, the government is supposed to have three branches.
Yeah, they all have too much power, in my opinion. But, you know, you might be branded an enemy combatant for using bitcoins, which is all the more reason to pay attention to them. Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign, no fees or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. So, good stuff, Brad. Let's go back to this article. Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, for the for new listeners that are just tuning in, I'm reading an article about how President Obama, his Justice Department, has requested that a judge who blocked the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2011, the judge who said that the government can't whisk you away to military custody without due process, the president is now asking that the judge reconsider her decision. So to continue the article...
he was so reluctant to sign it, too. Remember, didn't he come out and say, oh, I'm reluctantly signing this, and we just have to do it?
Well, the way politicians do this is they include in the like the absolutely essential bill for the United States military to operate, they sneak these things in. So, you know, it's either the president gets put in a position where the military becomes defunded or, you know, there's indefinite detention. And I don't doubt for a second that the president has qualms about this, but...
And they're never going to defund the military, of course.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I highly
so it's
doubt
basically,
that.
You're stuck with indefinite detention.
Right. So, continuing on in that article, but the prosecutors on Friday doubled down on behalf of the executive branch, saying that indefinite military detention without trial is justified in some cases involving militants or their supporters. But Forrest's previous arguments was that the government had not adequately addressed the concerns of the plaintiffs, who said that they, too, because of their activities as political advocates or as journalists interacting with various potentially targeted parties, could also be swept up. Also arguing against promises of restraint by the Obama Justice Department, the plaintiff said there were no guarantees that the future administrations wouldn't apply the statute more broadly.
Yeah, and that's another point that a lot of people like to bring up. You know, just because your favorite team, whether that's the Republicans or the Democrats, passes some law and you think, oh, they'll never abuse it, they'll always apply it fairly, what happens when the other team gets in power?
That's right. Continuing on, this law was, after all, not about foreign terrorism, prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, one of the plaintiffs...
Oh, Chris Hedges, yeah. I've read a book by him called War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning, and I think that's kind of a sarcastic title, but he's really kind of deconstructing the nationalistic fervor, especially going into the war with, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, oh, he's a great writer.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of his work.
I bet he's scared. I mean, I bet he's scared about getting detained, because he's definitely writing some stuff that is disruptive to the status quo, to
which is protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah,
unfortunately
absolutely.
For the status quo, which is why they need the NDAA in order to silence any dissent. So
the First Amendment doesn't exist to protect popular speech, you know.
So anyway, this law was, after all, not about foreign terrorism, prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, one of the plaintiffs in the suit, wrote last week. It was about domestic dissent. If the state could link Occupy and the other legitimate protest movements with terrorist groups, U.S. Day of Rage suffered an attempt, then the provisions in the NDAA in a period of instability be used to disappear U.S. citizens into military gulags, including the government's offshore penal colonies. And once there, stripped of due process, detainees could be held until the language of the law, the end of hostilities. In an age of permanent war, that would be a lifetime, he said.
Yeah, exactly. You could be detained for the rest of your life.
Right.
And think about that for a minute. Let that sink in. You could literally be snatched off the street. I mean, no wonder people are scared to criticize the government when they hear stuff like this.
I've had a good discussion about this very issue with a guy who I know who's a very, very staunch conservative, and he supports this wholeheartedly. Getting him to try to think for a second that, wait a second, what if this power is abused, you know, you could be snatched up and disappeared. And you know,
that would never happen to me, right?
Exactly. And this is the problem. Yeah. People need to stop and say, wait a second. Let's see the way other people are being treated. And if we find that, would we feel comfortable being treated the same way? And
well, exactly. That's basic human compassion.
Right.
That's empathy. You know, the idea of being able to imagine yourself experiencing what you see another person experiencing.
Right.
And if he can't do that, I mean, does he believe that there is anybody who... Does he believe that the government is never wrong, like the Pope? They're infallible?
Yeah.
They can never make a mistake, right? Supposedly, the Pope is infallible, but we all know the truth. And the truth about the government, too.
Well,
because if they've ever convicted someone who's... Or if they've ever... detained someone who was actually innocent, if they've ever caught the wrong person, swept the wrong person up in one of their investigations, then they've been wrong. And that person, is someone that maybe he could empathize with.
Well, I think it was an extremely poor taste that President Obama at one National Press Club event made a joke about the Uyghurs, which are a group of...
Oh, the Chinese Muslims.
Exactly,
right?
The Chinese Muslims. Yeah. And he made a joke about the Chinese Muslims who were unjustly caught up by the U.S. government and detained in Guantanamo.
Oh, I heard something about that, yeah.
And,
their case has been pending for years.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing this 5-6 years ago, and it's still not resolved. They're still sitting somewhere being maybe tortured.
The Constitution itself is supposed to apply to the government blanketly. It's not supposed to be, you can use it here and not there. And I think whether someone works for the federal or state government is anywhere in the world, the restraints on the Constitution are supposed to apply to them. And this is even more offensive because we're talking about, people who live in this country being snatched up by the government. And if there's no due process, it could happen to you, it could happen to anybody, and who's going to stand up for you?
Yeah, I mean, I personally like to not define myself by the place that I happen to be born, because nobody has any control over where they're born or what, who they are, right?
Yeah.
But, I think it hits home a little bit more when people start to see American citizens, being caught up in stuff like this.
Yeah. And
it shouldn't, but it
does.
These
are journalists who cover these issues and, they cover them in ways that don't make the government look good. And I would say they have every right to be concerned because, mm-hmm. The truth can be dangerous at times. And, we have a president who campaigned on whistleblower rights he continues to prosecute Private Bradley Manning.
I was just about to bring up Bradley Manning because a lot of people in the government have essentially said, yep, he's guilty. No need to do anything else.
Including the president
himself.
Wash
your hands. Yeah, exactly. So how could he possibly have a fair trial after something like that?
He couldn't. It's called unlawful command influence, and the commander-in-chief has just, he's ruled that Bradley Manning is guilty. How could any military...
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Bradley.
And we're so glad you've joined us. 855-450-3733. That's the phone number where you can call and talk with us tonight. We'd love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind. As I mentioned before, we are filling in for Ian and Mark. They are at a talk radio convention, but they'll be back tomorrow night, so never fear, you'll get more of their wonderful voices when they come back. Also want to remind you that you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. That's the website where, and at the subdomain archives.freetalklive.com, you can find MP3 archives of the show going back to 2006. I mean, that's thousands of hours of content. I don't know anybody who could realistically listen to that. Unless maybe they have like a really boring job where all they have to do is just sit and watch, or maybe, you know, military people sitting and listen to Free Talk Live. There you go. So archives.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all there for free, so feel free to enjoy that and share. And do you have a company that needs to try something different in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep your clients. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's our website. And by the way, Jason Osborne is the, I guess, owner of SACL CAI, and, you know, we know him. He's a friend of the show. We highly recommend that you do business with him. And, all right, Brad, you know, I wanted to talk with you about something else related to the government. Is that pretty much it for the defense, the NDAA article?
Yep, that's the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, call us, tell us what you think of it. But in the meantime, I wanted to bring this up as well. This is, well, maybe something that will evoke some ire from the audience. Every time we talk about the TSA on the show, the phones light up with people who have abuse stories, basically. Stories about how they were treated by the TSA, things that they didn't like. And do you have any yourself, Brad? Have you experienced them lately?
I do have a TSA story.
Okay.
Would you like me to tell it?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Well, I was at LAX in Los Angeles, and I was flying back to Boston to Logan Airport, and I had a firearm with me, and
uh-oh.
I was going through. It was a secured case that had a number lock on it, and the TSA officer asked me for the combination, and I told her that I couldn't give it to her because the federal regulations say I can't give it to anybody. And we had a debate about it.
One bureaucracy against another.
Well, I mean, the own rules that regulate these things say you're not allowed to tell anyone the combination. And I tried to inform her of that, and she told me I would have to drive home. So I gave her the combination, and to me that was just another example that, I mean, there are rules that people have no idea exist, and, you know.
And all they care about is their own division's rules or whatever.
Right.
They want the authority. They want the power. I mean, we just read an article a little while ago about a former priest who got defrocked, excommunicated from the church. Excommunicated is a technical term. I don't know if that's exactly what happened to him, but he was removed from the church because of sex abuse, because he had abused little girls. And heartbreaking story, but guess where he ended up working?
The TSA?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Just a guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not funny. I shouldn't laugh at something like that. I'm just laughing because it's ridiculous and uncomfortable, you know. To think of the people who would be attracted to jobs where they can touch people all day in their most intimate parts, you know. I always just wonder what parents who teach their children that, hey, it's not okay to let strangers touch you in a way that you don't want to be touched. What do they do when they're going through the airport?
Well, I think, sadly, a lot of people are so used to this sort of, being put in line and raise your hand, you know, stand there, you know, mentality that a lot of people don't even notice that what is happening is it's just basically getting people used to
treated like cattle.
I mean,
I hate to use that analogy because it seems a little bit, I don't know, hyperbolic, but, you know, really, your individuality is not being recognized. You're not being treated humanely, even, you know.
Well, I think the airlines themselves should be the ones to make whatever regulations about security should exist. I mean, the fact...
And when they did, it wasn't nearly anything like it is today.
No, absolutely not.
You're old enough you can remember that, right?
Like, yeah, I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
28.
I feel a lot older, though. I feel a lot older. Dr. Ron
Mature,
Paul,
wise.
Dr. Ron Paul, I believe, says it best that if the Second Amendment was respected, airlines themselves would have the ability to decide, whether or not people could fly armed.
Sure.
I mean, on any given aircraft, there could be probably 10 cops that are flying armed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read news stories about it, I mean, there's countless examples of, federal officers leaving firearms in the sterile area of airports and in the lavatories of planes. Actual federal air marshals leaving their guns in the lavatories of planes. So, I mean,
yeah, it's a wonder something hasn't happened. I mean, if we believe all the scary stuff that they tell us, there's a terrorist lurking around every corner, so...
Well, I definitely think there are terrorists in the world. I just don't think they lurk behind every corner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the airlines have gotten massive government subsidies and bailouts. You know, they're not as good as they could be. I don't understand why there's not Wi-Fi on every plane. You know, there are on a few, but not all of them.
Although the United States does have certainly several air carriers, I mean, it does look more and more like Aeroflot. You know, the Soviet airline.
Yeah,
the one
airline.
Right.
you have one choice.
One choice. What are you going to choose?
So, Brad, the TSA wants to double their security fees, their so-called security fees, because if they called it gate rape fee, or if they called it what it really is, a tax or they have to name it as a security fee so that people maybe feel better about paying it, but they want to double them anyway. This is from RT.com. Funny how they report a lot on critical things about the U.S. government. I like that. So it looks like the TSA finally caught on to how much Americans enjoy having their genitals fondled. The U.S. Transportation and Security Administration, this is from the article, of course, wants to start charging airline passengers double on screening fees. A proposal to double the security fee on flights originating originating in the United States, has been given the go-ahead by the Democrat-controlled Senate and, pending full congressional approval, could soon be coming to an airport near you. If the hike is authorized, the security fee on a round-trip airline ticket will double from $5 to $10. Now, I mean, okay, that's not that much. An extra $5, but...
So wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you molested...
Yep.
Under the guise of federal authority, but mm-hmm. you are now going to pay twice as much for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the offensive thing, you know. You could say it's only $5, it's only $10, but they have an unlimited stream of tax money. What do they need to put these fees on people for?
Well, the government is the only organization that gets more money when it doesn't do a good job, and the TSA's red team, I mean, I've read some of the reviews, and I mean, they continuously are able to get guns, bombs, and bomb parts and firearms past the TSA security checkpoints. So
yeah, there was recently a sort of high-profile story that came out. Actually, it was several TSA workers, not just one. There was one at first, but then several more came out, that they had found some really inexpensive and easy way to just foil the body scanners. So all those billions of dollars they spent installing these at every airport, herding you through the lines... useless.
Well, when the same time that I had this firearm and I was flying back to New Hampshire, they just got these air machines at the airports, and I actually asked if I could go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I asked if I could, like, I got super, super screened. And, like, I just wanted to go through the thing that blows air on me to see if I'm carrying a bomb,
uh-huh.
you know, like, just to see what it was like. But I was there for, like, 25 minutes getting examined.
Wow. And what did they do when they examined you? Radio-friendly terms.
Oh, they thoroughly make sure you're safe to fly.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that the offense in this whole fee thing comes from the idea that you're paying, on top of the tax money that you're already paying, you're paying extra, and now even more extra, because they're doubling the fees, to be non-consensually touched. You know, and as someone who's interested in gender issues and this kind of thing, this really irks me. The idea is that nobody should be able to touch you if you don't want to be touched, and that is never okay. But somehow when the TSA comes in, that's negated.
And let's not forget that the TSA is justified based on, you know, the terrorism threat that comes from U.S.'s foreign policy.
Exactly. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. We've got more about the TSA coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Bradley.
And you are listening to the live Thursday night edition. Of course, we're filling in for Mark and Ian. You may not be used to hearing our voices because, well, we've never done a show together.
Our voices in unison as one.
Yes, they blend well, Brad. It's going well so far. So if you want to call us tonight, the number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, we've gotten a lot of show prep off of the Free Talk Live website, which is really cool. If you're not familiar with it, you should check it out at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website, you'll see a bunch of news stories, some statistics about which ones are sort of trending and peaking, and that's because Free Talk Live's website allows you to submit news stories and vote them up or down based on whether you like or dislike them, and the most voted up ones will get up to the top and probably come to a lot of people's attention, maybe even the host's attention, and maybe they'll be discussed on the show. And, you know, it's probably a better place to share, you know, makes the stories more accessible. You know, maybe your blog doesn't have quite the following, but Free Talk Live is one of the most popular libertarian websites out there, so it's a great place to get your opinion out. And, Brad, I found this story on the front page of Free Talk Live yesterday, I believe, and it's from the Huffington Post, but I want to discuss it with you. I actually have a number of stories that sort of go with this theme tonight of discrimination and bias, and maybe we'll get your take on it. The headline is, the highest number of anti-gay murders ever reported was in 2011. The National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs is who reported this, I guess. More murders, says the article, motivated by anti-gay bias occurred last year than any year since the National Coalition of Anti-Violence Programs began collecting data in 1998, the National Advocacy Organization reported this week. In 2011, 30 fatally violent hate crimes were committed against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender victims, three more than the previous year's total. So it only increased by three. That could be noise or static, but, I mean, still, it's three people's lives, and that's not cool with me. At the same time, overall reports of anti-gay hate violence were down last year, so maybe, again, statistical noise. But the authors of the report don't think the drop in reports of violence actually reflects a drop in violence, probably just the reporting, right? Because sometimes police departments, they'll actually encourage people not to report these things, or they won't take their reports, or they'll, just not take people seriously. And because they want to, they want to have good numbers.
Well, my biggest problem with this particular issue is the issue of a hate crime. And,
okay.
This is the first thing that comes to mind. I have a real problem with the government criminalizing someone's thoughts. You know.
Well, clearly it hasn't worked, right?
Yeah, I mean,
clearly it hasn't stopped violence against gay people or maybe racially motivated violence or sexual violence or anything like that.
Well, I mean, if passing laws solved, you know, was actually yeah. effective at solving of social problems, maybe we could pass a law that there can't be car accidents and the roads will be safer. But I sort of question whether or not, you know, the data, because do they have evidence that supports that, you know, these people were victimized directly because of their status of being GLBT or...
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose we couldn't really know unless we went into all the files and looked at the reports. However, I have heard many horrifying stories with direct evidence of especially violence against trans women, you know, like people who are transgendered
yeah.
and maybe the cop is attracted to them or something. There was, for instance, a drunk cop who was driving his cruiser around completely smashed, brandishing a weapon at a car full of transgendered women. So they were male to female transsexuals. And apparently he had seen them in the parking lot of a CVS before and had wanted to hit on one of them, had thought that it was a woman, or maybe not, I don't know. But, you know, he wanted to get to know this person, then he realized it was a trans woman, and then he became violent. And I think there is something that maybe, I don't know, cops have something about being hyper-masculine. They want to really fit into these gender stereotypes of men as, like, a protector, provider, and something about gay, transgendered people kind of freaks them out. I think. Look at Derek Jay and the way he's treated by police. I mean, he's a co-host of the show. He's now sitting in jail because of this.
Well, I would challenge you if you're trying to say that he's sitting in jail because he's gay. I would challenge.
No,
you.
No, that wasn't what I was saying. I'm just saying it seems like he gets a little bit harsher treatment and different treatment than other people who are doing the same things.
I don't know anyone else in Keene who's caused a police pursuit. So I mean, I can't say that that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Excuse me, no one else associated with sort of the Free State Project or the libertarian community. I don't know anyone else who has caused a police pursuit, so, I mean,
How about being pepper sprayed while in handcuffs? I mean, that was clearly a punishment thing.
Well, I'm someone who's pepper sprayed somebody who was in handcuffs, and it was done to control them because they were being violent. You know, I mean, so...
How violent can they be if they're handcuffed? I'm just curious. I just want to know.
People can be very violent. They can hurt themselves. I've had people kick out the back.
So you should hurt them to prevent them from hurting themselves.
It depends on context and situation. I'm a former pepper spray instructor, and I firmly believe it's an appropriate police tool. And I also believe the taser is an appropriate police tool. You know, whether we're talking about public or private police, it's the use of them is a police administration issue. And, you know, a lot of examples that I've seen, especially on this show, speaking about, situations where the taser was misused, it shouldn't be taken out on taser because, you know, I've personally used the taser in situations...
Well, the individual who holds it is responsible for their own actions.
Exactly. And there needs to be more accountability when people do things that are wrong and not just take, you know, not blanketly just say, oh, these things, you know, like pepper spray, you know, because Derek was pepper sprayed in handcuffs. Maybe it was wrong for the police to do that, but I can tell you that there are situations where it's not wrong. So, you know, I'm very critical and very like, well, what exactly happened?
Yeah, and I hear your skepticism. I'm trying to understand it. I have never been a cop, so
yeah.
I'd like to know, you know, more from your perspective, but I do see a lot of abuses of tasers, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, there are abuses of guns, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I'd rather someone be tasered and not die, but it's not the choice between that. It's not the choice between shooting them and tasing them, right? I think the real problem is just the sort of, like, upswell in violence among the way that police treat people and
The police definitely
willingness to use weapons of any kind.
Law enforcement, my biggest criticism of law enforcement is it's law enforcement's use of violence, otherwise referred to as physical force to enforce morality. And you know, if the police, if
would
the,
being gay fall under that?
Again, I mean, to suggest that
in Saudi Arabia it does for sure.
Yes, I mean, but this is not Saudi Arabia.
No, it's not. But at the same time, like there are this does go on in the world. I mean, you don't experience it because you're straight, right? And you're a man.
Yes, but, you know, again, I was a police officer.
White.
I was a police officer for 11 years, and I've never seen another police officer intentionally discriminate someone because they were gay.
But didn't you get, like, insults from the other police officers calling you homo man? And, like, when you came out for ending drug prohibition.
Well, I mean, that's a different.
They use that as an insult, so clearly they think. They don't think highly of gay people, or at least they don't think highly of gay people who want to be police.
Well, I mean, I personally know quite a few gay police officers that are really good law enforcement officers. Again, I mean, whatever personal insults were thrown at me in the past, I mean, I can't. It's not sufficient enough in my mind to say that Derek Jay's in jail because he's gay. I mean, I think.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. Do you think there was any different treatment of him than maybe a straight person would have been treated?
As someone who's just been watching sort of what's been happening out here, no. I mean, I think Derek, he didn't hurt anybody. So technically, you know, when he says he went out on a victimless crime spree, that's technically true. But I think he used incredibly bad judgment, and I think he got in way over his head. And I think he did the right thing by taking a plea deal, because I calculated it out, and I think he could have faced 27 years in jail based on everything that he did. And
yeah, I don't want to see him in jail either.
Derek's a great guy. He's a super nice guy, but I'm very skeptical to think that any of his treatment was because he was gay. Because
he did say one time they called in a female police officer to arrest him. Like, ostensibly, what, because the males didn't want to touch him or something?
Female police officers are largely much more effective at, being calming or talking to people and hitting people or just, you know, I mean, you're a very calming person, Stephanie. If you were a policewoman, I think you would.
If I was a man, I'd be calming too. I mean.
Right. But you were just talking about earlier how, like, you know, masculinity is like, you know, a big thing in law enforcement. And,
Do you agree with that, by the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. You know, and.
Yeah. So it's not out of this world to think that maybe when people perceive their masculinity being threatened or encroached upon, I don't know, get a little bit more angry or more prone to violence. Do you think that should be true?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the whole idea of hate crimes, I agree with you that it's a thought crime. Have you ever heard the arguments from the other side that say stuff like, well, a hate crime or a crime against somebody because they're, some certain race or because of their orientation or their gender or whatever is really a threat to all individuals of that persuasion or of that race or whatever, because it is motivated by hatred for that group. And so, therefore, if you're in that group, you're a target.
I just think all crimes should be treated equally. I mean.
Okay. So I'd like to talk more about this. I do have more show prep on this topic as well. It's Free Talk Live, and Hour 2 is coming up. We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.